This is an ABC podcast.
Luke Lewis, Michael Carayannis, I'm Andrew Moore on ABC Sport on this Saturday afternoon. Well, let's talk to the skipper. Elliot Whitehead is on the line. Elliot, welcome to the show, mate. How are you going?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure. We were saying just before you came on that Canberra's had a lot of backs-to-the-wall wins, there's no doubt. But bearing in mind the players you still have out and a couple of guys like yourself coming back after missing a few weeks, that's got to be right up there, doesn't it, having been trailing 20-0?
Yeah, definitely. I think someone spoke about to some of the boys after the game yesterday. You know, it's probably been one of the better comebacks since I've been here anyway. So, yeah, we're just pleasing to get the win, though. Like you said, got a few players out and we've still got a pretty young spine. And to get that win after the last couple of weeks were very pleasing.
As Louis said before, that try where you had the intercept and linked up with Kyo Weeks just kept you in the hunt. I felt calling the game that the killer blow came when Reuben Garrick scored 10 minutes into the second half and all of a sudden they're up 24 points to 6. How do you turn that around from thinking, we've conceded the first points here? How do you, as captain, deal with that on field to keep players focused and motivated?
Probably just try to keep the boys up to keep believing as game plan. You know, I thought we were working in the first half. I thought we were just a little bit ill-disciplined and probably let Manly a few leg-ups with penalties, get them out of their half, and then obviously some of their tries come off the back of that. But I thought, you know, we played pretty well in the first half too, and then obviously the second half we got that momentum swing and we went on with it.
Well, you're not renowned for scoring tries, so you set up the first with the intercept, and then you got Canberra back on track with two tries in 5 minutes. 1 metre out, Levi. Goes short ball right to Elliot Whitehead, who gets there. He just barges across to score as easy as you like, Elliot Whitehead. Gee, that was simple against the Manly defence. So Canberra stays in the hunt. He'll play the ball at the southern end to Cherry Evans. Cut out pass is knocked on by Manly. Picked up by Whitehead and he's over to score. Dear oh dear, that was dropped cold by the Seagulls. And Corey Waddell spilled it, and for the second time tonight, Elliot Whitehead's Johnny on the spot, and this crowd is in shock. All I was hearing there, Elliot, is 2 85-metre efforts.
Yep, definitely, mate. Well, I won't go in 30 metres without interception once I had to pass that one on. But yeah, we're pleased to get the two tries and, you know, obviously come away with the win, so we're happy with that.
Elliot, talk me through your first 20 minutes of that game. It looked like you were out on your feet there for a while, but you just kept digging in, you kept hanging in to get your second wind. How'd you feel at the start?
Yeah, definitely. Look, I knew that was going to be the case. You know, a lot of boys have played for 7-8 weeks and got that match fitness. I knew there was going to be a point in the match where I was going to be out on my feet and then just going to have to hang on and try to get my second wind. And, you know, I thought, like I said, the second half, as momentum swung it our way, and, you know, it really helped me with obviously blowing to get my breath back a bit easier.
Mate, I've got to ask you, that intercept that you come up with, it was a great read. Is it something that you watched during the week as a bit of a video or a play that you always come up with, Trbojevic looking out, playing back inside to his brother? Was it something you were expecting or was it just something that you just reacted to?
Just something I reacted to, mate. I think I thought, I'm not going to get to Tom, so I might as well go football, and if rookie came off, to be honest. But yeah, once I got back up and I looked up, they were probably a little bit too far for me to run and get under post, so I had to pass it on.
Mate, I know Sticky, I know what he's like as a person. He wears his heart on his sleeve, but he must have been stoked after the game. Can you tell me what he was like in the sheds after the game?
Yeah, look, he's really passionate. You know, he wants all the best for the boys week in, week out, and he's a little bit upset with the last few performances. You know, he really cares about the bunch of boys he's got down here. And, yeah, like I said, he was nearly in tears after the game. You know, he just was overwhelmed by how we played, and he asked us all week to give him a reaction, and I thought we did that.
Mate, can you just tell me, run me through something? Last night, I didn't see Josh Papali'i or Joey Tarpany on the field together. Was that a bit of a game plan or a tactic just to have two big bodies in the middle coming on and off? Can you talk me through why they're not playing together?
We spoke about it as a leadership group and with the coaches. We just felt like we missed a little bit when they were both starting together and they both went off together. We missed a little bit of leadership in the middle, so we decided to put Josh on the bench so we get that throughout the game with either him or Taps on the field at once. And, you know, it worked pretty well for us, so I think it was something we'll be looking to keep doing.
Ella, you mentioned leadership there. Who are some of the young guys who are starting to find their voice a little bit?
probably Hudson Young a little bit too much, but he's but no, look, you know, I thought, you know, Ethan Stranger were really good last night. You know, he's getting more comfortable with that role as the half, and you know, I thought his talk up pretty good and getting us around the field. And the more games he gets under his belt, the more confidence he's going to get, and he's just going to get better and better week in, week out.
What about your own future, mate? Ricky sort of intimated that this might be your last year in the NRL. Have you made a decision if you'll play on, and if you do, will it be at Canberra or back to the Super League?
Oh, look, I'm not too sure yet. You know, I just want to get a few games under my belt and see where I'm at. So see how the body pulls up after a few games. You know, I'm happy to get that one game under my belt this season so far. So hopefully I can string a few together now and then see how my body pulls up.
That was such a good performance. We were in Canberra last week, Elliot, and they were so under par against Cronulla. Losing 40-0, then down 20-0, then to come back and win gives you a nice spur heading into a bye. Does it come at a good time? Maybe not for you. You'd rather get a game under your belt, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I probably do need the extra games, obviously not playing. But, yeah, it has come at a good time. Like I said, we've got a young team, and they've all been playing some big intensity games. And you know, just to get that week off now and refresh, it'll be good for the squad as a whole.
Well, mate, it was a great game to be at, to see the turnaround. Manly supporters will disagree, but it looked like being such one-way traffic, and for you guys to dig as deep as you did and win that game late was extraordinary. Well played, Elliot, and hope your form continues to rise and you keep scoring those tries as you get some more games under your belt. Well done.
No worries, mate. Thank you for having me.
Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.